We are going to talk about the effect of that Omicron variant right now on economic growth. And this really has been the big concern here, Saz. I think it has not been a concern that's been consistently reflected in the markets. It has been reflected time from time to time. But we've got a number of economists that are now cutting their forecast for growth for the first quarter because of concerns about the effect of this variant. Mark Zandi is one of those folks. He's the chief economist at Moody's, and he cut his GDP forecast for the first quarter to 2.2%. It's a pretty steep cut from 5.2%. And we've had a handful of other decreases as well. Pantheon Macroeconomics also doing the same here, Saz. And it makes sense that there would be some downgrade. I don't know if it's a 3 percentage points downgrade, but I guess we'll have to see once we start to get more information.
Yeah, it is. It's weird, Julie. You're starting to see these growth cuts come in here. Goldman Sachs, Jan Hatzius, I would argue, started this trend earlier this month when he slashed his GDP outlook in part because of the Build Back Better plan not getting pushed through. But nonetheless, he started this trend in many respects. And it is interesting to see this. We are seeing stocks continue to flirt with new records. A lot of the big cap tech names like an Apple, Nvidia, they continue to touch new records. Analyst estimates, and we'll get into this a little bit later on with Erin Gibbs. She's something she's watching. Despite these growth cuts, you're still seeing analyst estimates either on the rise in some sectors or just flat out stable. Fascinating to see this stuff. Sooner or later, one person or one thing is going to be right. At least for right now, that is yet to be determined. One thing I also am watching, Julie, it's open table data. And there's a lot of mobility data you could track out there. I watch JP Morgan credit card trends as well. But you know, this open table restaurant data, which you can see here, that has already started to take a turn for the worse the past 2 weeks. So it essentially shows a dip in people walking in and reserving restaurants around the globe. And that has taken a turn the past 2 weeks, whether that's a leading indicator on how January and February may shake out for the economy, unclear. But it does show that the Omicron variant is, in fact, weighing on growth.
Yeah, to some extent, although, well, it's weighing on growth of that particular thing. But mm-hmm. if those people aren't going to, like, I'm curious, are we just going to see a real pressure on certain sectors? Will that spending be replaced by other spending? Because one of the other measures that was cited by the Wall Street Journal today was in-store spending, right? In restaurants, but also at retailers, that it was down for the weekend of November 30th, 5.3%. But then the question is that then replaced by online spending of various kinds or at-home spending for food, right? So I'm just curious if how much the overall GDP number is going to be depressed versus particular hits to particular industries. And I think it's too early to say. We did, of course, also have the data point yesterday from MasterCard Spending Pulse that overall holiday season spending was up 8.5%, right? So that shows that spending of some kind was still happening during the holidays. It's just a question of where it was happening.
Yeah, you could really go down the rabbit hole if you really want to start connecting the dots here. As you should. If you were going to a restaurant less, maybe that is one less outfit you bought. That is one less transaction made on your debit and credit card. Maybe that has an impact on bank earnings in the second quarter. It's unclear. You know, right now the market can care less about any of these growth cuts, but I do think at some point, Julie, the market is going to have to care.
Maybe. I mean, it might, right? Two things I would bring up. First of all, is the effect of that change to the CDC guidance that Anjali was just talking about. Is that going to allow restaurants to reopen more quickly? Is it going to allow flight crews to get back up and running more quickly if folks were quarantining asymptomatically longer than they now need to? I think we'll have to wait and see that. And then secondly, even if GDP forecasts are cut, we'll have to see the effect on earnings growth when all is said and done by the end of the year, because the number that you alluded to that we're going to discuss in more detail in a moment, 2022 S&P 500 earnings per share, the estimate is $220.40, and it's actually risen over the past month or so. So, you know, the other thing to point out is that typically those forecasts for earnings per share have been consistently undershooting, not overshooting. And so if you look at the past 6 quarters in a row, we have seen those estimates undershoot by about 10%. So, you know, I don't know that that trend is going to continue, but it's certainly something to keep in mind here as we talk about these decreased economic estimates.
Bring on January 14th, Julie. I believe that's when JP Morgan, Wells Fargo report earnings here. It's going to get fireworks. Fireworks time. Let's do it.
I know. We're always excited about that.